In 1938, a different kind of nightclub opened in San Francisco, just outside of Chinatown. It was called Forbidden City, and it featured Asian American performers, and many had conservative parents who did not want them to become entertainers.
Because it's not a high-class job. It's low-grade dancing, showing your legs and everything. Didn't it get exciting?
Mai Tai Singh was part of a new generation that took to the stage. She started dancing as a chorus girl at the club in the 1940s and became one of its stars. Now in her 90s and living in Hawaii, Singh recalls Forbidden City had it all. Dancers, comedians, and singers like Larry Ching from Hawaii, who was billed as a Chinese Frank Sinatra.
Somewhere there's music, how faint to choose. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon.
In its heyday, Forbidden City attracted celebrities, servicemen, locals, and busloads of tourists. Jazz singer Jimmy Borges, who was born in Hawaii to a Portuguese, Chinese, and Hawaiian family, shared his favorite story about performing there before he died earlier this year.
And I was singing Fever. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. You give me fever. And this lady, she was looking at me, and there was this look in her eye of complete mystification. And she says to her husband, "Oh, Charlie, he sings just like a white man." And that was so funny, because she didn't mean it in a bad way. She meant it like she had never seen anybody like me sing a song that was made famous by a white person.
Borges said back then there were few opportunities for Asian Pacific Americans in show business, and they had to overcome racial and cultural barriers.
Forbidden City allowed us to be pioneers, and we opened the doors for so many young Asians who wanted to get into the world of entertainment in any way, shape, or form.
Arthur Dong has captured that little-known era in his film and new book, Forbidden City, USA, Chinatown Nightclubs, 1936 to 1970.
They knew what they wanted. They had dreams. They had goals. And they weren't going to let larger societal bigotry get in their way. And they had fun doing it. These folks had a lot of fun struggling to achieve their dreams.
For HPR News, I'm Heidi Chang.